Hey guys, you're here with Dr. Molly
and Todd Rowland,
and we're bringing you the podcast, The Business Side of the Pet Industries. And today we thought, as we come to the close right after Intergroom, would be the perfect time to go ahead and start our education month, which is what we're doing for April this year. So we've got some great stuff we're going to bring you guys. It's not just education as far as sitting in a classroom. There's so much that goes into education. It's products, it's development, it's what's out there. There's equipment, all kind of things, different schools, different organizations, different ways to get your continuing education, AKC certification, different breed standards, what's new, what's trending. So there's so much. You need to learn about marketing. You need to learn about finances. You need to learn about all the things that work-life balance, everything that's going to keep you guys on the right path to not getting burnout, to not getting hurt, to not getting frustrated, and being able to financially support yourself and your business. So we had a huge weekend at Intergroom this weekend, talked to a lot of great vendors, a lot of great speakers, competitors, and we are excited. We have got a master lineup for you guys this month of all different kind of things. Like we said, products, vendors, equipment, continuing education, and the list goes on and on. So this month, we'll be releasing those episodes. We'll probably be doing some Facebook Lives. We'll be doing a bunch of different things. So stay tuned. We're excited to bring you all that education information.
Yeah. And we did the Groomers in the Green class that we do at Intergroom. And it was a great class. A lot of participants who are actually engaged in the information that we're putting out there. And I mean, really, it's not information that's too hard to take in. It's basic stuff that we all know we should be doing, but we get away from it because we're too busy. It was really nice to see how everybody really was engaged in asking questions about the numbers and stuff. Overall, it was a great class.
It was a great class. And again, thank you guys, everyone who came. And this is one thing before I forget, because we talk about, you guys hear Ty and I talk about education all the time. It's one of our core values in our organization. We always talk about it. Whether you're a business owner, whether you're a groomer, whether, you know, you're on the business side of it and have never even groomed a dog, like, education is important. Lifelong learning is important. It's what's going to keep you relevant. It's going to keep you safe, keep your pets safe, grow you in the industry, grow you in your community and in your life in general. But we just really want to thank everyone that came out, everyone that takes the time in general for continuing education. You know, when we walk into an expo, if anything, if you're getting burned out, go to a show, go to an expo, even if it's a 1 or 2 day seminar, the energy at those places is, you know, contagious. It's just everyone asking questions, everyone looking for something, everyone trying to figure out what is the next thing. So it's just amazing that you can get that from one of these shows. Even if you don't sit through a class, there's free education demos that come in the trade show. You know, I think we saw at least 5 or 6 that went on this weekend, and they went on all weekend. Those are just the ones we could make it to, where there's these industry professionals giving that free education for you guys. So really just pay attention to that, where they're going to be, when they're going to be. Look in your local groomer groups. A lot of times, you know, those will pop up and we won't even know about them. You know, they're not as advertised as these big ones, but pay attention to that, guys, and see what you can do to get yourself there, get your team there. Or even look at online education. It doesn't have to be in person. There's some really great content out there. Just make sure you're getting it from someone who knows what they're doing, and, you know, keep growing that way. We are excited, though. We do want to kind of talk about some of the education stuff we have coming up. We've had a lot of people that keep asking us about where we'll be next and what we'll be doing. Keep in mind that a lot of these shows they just want to get a lot of information out to you guys. So that's why a lot of these classes are only an hour, hour and a half, some of them even 2 hours. And there's only so much that, you know, can be jam packed into that, whether it's a skills class, whether it's a business class. So those are really to give you guys the foundation to take the notes, and then you can follow up and get that in-depth help or that in-depth knowledge. A lot of speakers will put a QR code or their email. They'll say, hey, if you want the PowerPoint, contact me, or something like that. And they're not lying. Like, you know, they don't mind if you reach out. They don't mind if you follow up. They want to share that information if they're there to give that to you guys.
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, the hour class, even the hour and a half class, it's really just the general overview of the subject, and we don't really have time to deep dive into anything. I know we did take the time real quickly to deep dive into one thing of our Groomers in the Green class. And, you know, we had a lot of questions at the end of it. And we also told everybody there's phone number, email address, contact us. We actually went ahead and printed the PowerPoint for everybody this time so they could take notes beside the things that they would have questions about. So, yeah, I mean, if you were there and you have questions, go ahead and send us that text, email, call us, whatever.
Yeah. So, and then moving on, also, like if you do, let's say you take a 1 hour class and it's something that you feel you do want more education on, start looking at the show schedule, see where you can find an expanded version of that class or where you can see one that has multiple parts. And, some of our courses are like that, but I'm not just talking about our classes. There's a lot of different content out there that may be really condensed in at one place, but then you find it in another place and you've got that 2, 3, 4 hour class on it. So reach out, to whoever's doing it, reach out to whoever hosting these conferences, let them know what you want to see. Another thing is that Facebook group where it's you evaluate the educators. If there's people you want to see, if there's classes you liked, if there's something you want expanded, put that in there. I don't know how often they're looking, but I know they do pay attention to that. So that's something to keep in mind too for whatever you guys want to see.
Also, if you're at an expo and there's there's four or five classes in the business sector that you want to see or attend, but you don't know which one, maybe you can only be there one day, and but the description is not enough in the details for you to make your decision. Find that speaker on Facebook or whatever. Usually they're very easy to find, and ask them, what is this class actually going to go into detail about? That will help you make your decision, because I know. Like there was two classes going on at the same time that ours was going on, and I know people were pulled between which one to go to. And again, like the description is usually like two or three sentences, so you may not be able to make your decision from that. But don't feel bad about reaching out and say, hey, like I'm only here for one day, I can only take three classes, and there's which, what is your class going into detail about?
Yeah, or what is like your top priority? And the speakers themselves, that happened to us just at West. There was two classes we wanted to take because, like we said, even though we give some education, we're always taking it in as well. And we went and just like, okay, what was the top thing that we had to focus on this trip? And we were still able to go talk to the other speaker, get her contact information, and then we're still going to be able to meet up with her and get some education. So. There's a lot of things around education where I think in the industry we get a little overwhelmed or we get intimidated, but people are just people and the speakers are just speakers. We're just people just like you guys. So we all started somewhere and at this point we like to give back. We like to share the education and the information. So don't feel like you can't reach out when you're going through that education journey. But a few things we just kind of wanted to highlight too of where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing next. And will be our next one will be St. Louis Groom Fest. So that's going to be the end of April, the 26th through the 28th. We're excited. On the 26th, we are doing that full day business summit. It's called Own Your Business, Not Your Job. So we're going to really show you guys how to start working on your business and not just in your business. That's things like understanding your finances, how to find the right team members, how to scale your business so it's sellable, how to plan for that retirement, how to not abuse your body and your mind every day. So it's just a really good class with a lot of good information, and that's definitely on the business side. So if you're in the business already, if you're thinking about starting a business, it's just a good place to start. That weekend we also have tactful and professional communication. That's a big one, and that's between customers, that's between employees, that's with, yourself, that's with Facebook, are responding to reviews. And I mean, the list goes on and on. When a customer gets upset, how do you respond to that to where it actually makes you look good, to it helps your business?
Yeah, a lot of times, I think Molly responds to any type of negative comment perfectly, but a lot of times she still waits 24 hours before she responds.
Oh yeah, I can't respond to something if I'm upset about it on Facebook. Like I'll re rewrite it 15 times, so I know I got to take it and process it and calm down. And then, I mean, you can very tactfully and professionally address the issues, what happened, provide evidence. And again, this even goes back to being prepared, to having your policies, having your procedures, taking pictures of things, accountability. But it's all in how you communicate. And it's like you can answer, the most terrible message with, a polite and respectful but firm answer. And it really does make a difference. And then people see that and they're like, this is someone I want to work with. This is someone I want to take my dog to. This is someone who is respectful of clients and they're going to listen to me when I have a problem. Which they may not be getting somewhere else. So that's a great class. We're excited to bring that class. Actually, it's one of our classes this year I'm most excited about, because I think there's a lot of that, and it's really, wording is such a big part of the, and reviews and things like that. And then of course, we're going to be doing a two-part there at St. Louis as well, employee satisfaction and burnout. So that's that two-part study, that two-year study I did with groomers, about burnout, about turnover, what they were unhappy about. And then on the flip side of that, how to increase that job satisfaction, help prevent burnout, get that team environment, building your dream team, being on a dream team, how to talk to owners and managers. And then, you know, as the owner and manager, how to really promote an environment that your staff wants to stay in. And after that, we're going to be at the Rocky Mount, or the Groom X, sorry, that one's in May. And so there again, we'll be there all weekend, build your dream team, kind of that's that turnover, burnout. We'll be doing mobile grooming, keep it moving, a good mobile class for anyone at all levels, what to expect, what not to expect, how to be prepared, preparation, things that come up with that. Groomers in the Green, understanding your money.
That's my favorite class. So many people, you know, they're fully booked and they think they need to hire somebody, or they think they need to buy another van, or they think they need to expand their salon. But they're working so much in their business, they're not working on their business, and they don't know their numbers. It's crazy. I mean, we were talking about with a group of people this weekend, it's for some reason, this industry feels like economics don't apply to them or something, because so many people say, well, all this stuff has doubled. Well, how can I raise my prices? You have to raise your prices. Like, you can't do work for free when you've got a $2,000 a month van payment or whatever you may have, or even if your van's paid for and you have repairs. Like, you need to know your numbers so you know how to price accordingly.
Exactly. And with that, we have the Own Your Business, Not Your Job. That's a one day, like an hour class. So it's not the full summit. And then we've got the Pricing for Success. So a lot of stuff there that just goes on how to build your team, how to build your business, how to work on your business, not just in it. You know, you guys need to own your business, not just own a job. There is a difference. And, you know, where you can go, where you can take it, what you can do with it. You know,
and even if you want, even if you always just want to be a, you don't never want to have employees, you can still model your business to a way that, you know, that you're bringing in enough revenue. If you want to take off 6 weeks a year, you're still getting paid. There's so many ways to do that, but you can't stand behind the grooming table for 50, 60 hours a week and
not have a plan
and be burnt. You'll get burnt out.
And then also, the next one after that will be at Rocky Mountain. So there again, we've got a couple 4-hour all day summits. We're doing the Groomers in the Green, planning for your future. So again, that is going to be a really in-depth financial class. It'll go through budgets. It'll go through retirement options, pricing, all kind of different things. How to really understand your numbers, where your numbers come from, what you can find out with different metrics in your numbers. So again, super excited about that one. And then we'll also have the Building Your Dream Team, Preventing Burnout on Sunday. That's another 4-hour summit. So we're really going to dive into turnover, job satisfaction, quality of life, burnout, and really address those issues on how to avoid it and how to improve on that in the industry, at your building, in your personal life, as a groomer, as a business owner, all the things that have to do with the burnout and communication and your dream team. And then we'll also have the Pricing for Success there too. That'll be a 2-hour, a little expanded course. So we do touch on pricing a little bit in our Groomers in the Green. And for those of you who have been there, but again, you know, there's only so much you can fit into like a 1 hour or 2 hour. So for this 2 hours, it'll pretty much just be on pricing. So that'll be a good setup on, you know, how to know your numbers, how to know how to price, how to make sure you're pricing enough and that to cover everything you want and more.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to add is, because this has come up several times when we have these classes or we are at an expo and we're talking with people and they're like, my accountant won't answer this. My, you know, insurance agent can't give me a clear answer on this. Guys, if the people that you're working with, that you're paying, cannot give you the answers you need to interview additional people. Don't just sign up with an accountant because your mom's friend goes to church with them, or the insurance agent was your, you know, high school friend's husband or whatever. You actually need to go and sit down and make sure that you understand the coverage that you're having, make sure that they, if it's an accountant, make sure they understand your business. We just hear over and over again, like, this amount of money at the end of the year, I had no idea. Like, well, were you not working with your accountant throughout the year? Well, no, I just, they just want me to turn everything in January and they let me know in March. And then next thing you have a $10,000 tax bill that you weren't planning for because you thought you were having all this stuff to write off. So it's just like, if your accountant, you're the people, those two people, insurance not having the right coverage can pretty much bankrupt you if you're in any type of accident. And then how many people, small business owners, not necessarily so much groomers, but small business owners in general, fail because they get behind on their taxes because they're not prepared. So make sure that you are finding individuals that will take the time to teach you and show you what you need to be doing.
Yeah, and again, that doesn't mean that you need to become a CPA through them, but you need to understand what they're doing and how they're getting the numbers and what that means for your business and what that means for your liabilities and responsibilities and your growth. And if they're not going to, like, then it's time to look for a new one. Same with insurance. If they're just want to tell, oh, you're covered, you have liability. Okay, well, does this liability cover animal Bailey? Does it cover loss of revenue? Does it cover all the things? What if we run over a sprinkler system in someone's yard? What if we crack a pipe? What if we hit it on, you need those details. What if someone slips in our parking lot? What if a dog bites a customer in our lobby? Like, you think you're covered for those. Or, I mean, we've even seen the horror stories where people think, oh, they're even told they have this great policy. It's a personal policy. It's not even a business policy. And so then they've gotten void when they actually needed it because it wasn't a commercial policy. So again, these are all things you want to find someone that understands what you're trying to do and what you need protection for and what you're trying to figure out. And even, that understands the industry a little bit so they know what kind of, help you need and savings and insurance you need. But I don't know, like Todd said, education is so important. And as business owners and as groomers, we can't just stick, to the table and the dogs. We have to understand the whys and the hows and the inner workings of the business itself in order to be successful.
Yeah, and I mean, if this is just simple stuff, sitting down and having a conversation with people, or even if you don't have time to go to their office, you can do a Zoom or something with them. But they need to be willing to walk you through some things so that you fully understand and you're comfortable, so that you can kind of put some of those things on autopilot and not have to deal with them. But you can't put that stuff on autopilot until you fully understand what kind of policies, how your taxes are set up. I mean, not too long ago, somebody that. An acquaintance, we know, like, their sales tax was completely crazy off because their accountant just, in our state, you only have to pay sales tax on the bath, not the groom portion. And I know that varies from state to state, but they were charging sales tax on the entire groom and then sending it all in. Of course, the state's never going to refund you that money. Of course, if they did, you would owe it back to the clients because technically they pay it. But it's like, again, like, that's why you need to go and sit down with these people and get things set up. And this is just part of the education of taking the time to actually sit down with somebody and learn for an hour. And if they're not willing to do that for you, find someone else.
Yeah. And then yeah, that's just so important. I don't know. And then I guess before we wrap up, I just kind of want to talk a little bit about education too, about how, touch back on the motivation and things like that. We always talk about it. We provide that to our team. We encourage our team to do it. We just took our whole team to Groomed, which was awesome. And they got a lot of education. We have some newer groomers on our team, more than we've had in the past, and they're already One of them's already come and got another dog that they're practicing on and want to start competing on. We have two that are searching for, a skilled dog to really hone in on some of their technical skills and things like that. And it's just the motivation, the inspiration, not just from the classes, but from the leaders that they met, from, seeing the competitions. Ethan, one of our groomers, he, won abstract, got second in creative.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he just killed it. And I mean, our team being there, I mean, that just motivated them more than anything. I mean, just seeing that level and that skill and the energy, again, the energy there is just amazing. So we don't, one of the things we see is I'm not going to pay for my team to go get education because then they're just going to learn stuff and go out on their own. Well, in the they may or they may not. Business is not easy. Business is hard, and not everybody wants to be a business owner. Just because they're going to take education and get better as a groomer, it doesn't mean that they're doing that so they can leave you. Our team, most of them don't want to be business owners, but what they do want to do is provide great quality education to themselves, and to their customers. And so they're able to do that through, the education and stuff that they get. And this year we were able to put everyone in the same house, so they weren't separated into different hotel rooms and to here, to there. And it was great. They don't work together every day. We have some mobile, some of our kennels, some salon facility, and it's just like, they were all together. They all had a great time. We did some team dinner. They did some team activities. I mean, it was just everybody came back from that energized, already talking about the next show they're going to go to, and are we going to PetQuest? Let's go to Kentucky. All the things that are close to us. It's just, it's contagious, that excitement and that education. Me, obviously I like education. I've been in school forever, but even in the industry, I just can't stop learning. Like next weekend, I'm going to get my CPR first aid pet tech instructor certification, something I've been wanting to do for the last year. I'm glad it's finally worked out. I'm super excited and pumped about it. We send our whole team through the CPR first aid training. I think everyone should have that if you're working with pets, but to be able to provide that and to have the comfort as an instructor, I mean, it's something I've been excited about for a year.
And there is a return on this, guys. Like, I know a lot of people are like, I can't afford it or whatever. Well, you may not this year because you didn't plan for it, but go ahead and start budgeting next year. But like, every time we're at a show, we're taking these pictures, we're having our team members take pictures while they're in the class, and we promote that on all of our social media because it's, again, this is why we charge X. Our people weren't trained 15 years ago and they've never took another class. They've just been working in the salon. Like, they go to continuing education. They stay up on top of the current trends and skills. And because things do change. I mean, what products you used 5 years ago are not the products you're using today, because even if it's the same brand, they probably have changed what it's for, because
Yeah.
more education in that industry changes what products we use. And it's just a selling point.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, you're expensive. Well, yes, but like, this is one of our reasons. Education is one of our core values. And here's our team at this event. Here's our team at this event. Here's so and so here. And it's like, they're learning skills, they're learning products, they're learning equipment. When we bring all this back to the salon for you guys, so you always have the latest and the greatest of what's best for your pet to stay happy and healthy.
Yeah, and when people want an appointment, we're like with so and so, we're like, oh, actually, they're in continuing education in this state this weekend or this area. They're like, oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. When can I still get an appointment with them? It's like, people are not upset that you can't get them in that weekend because your people are at continuing education. They enjoy knowing that the people handling their dog are being continually educated.
So I know it's a lot to throw at you guys, but we just kind of wanted to introduce our Education Month and to let you know we have some great stuff coming up, education on all different things. And we will talk to you guys soon.
All right, see ya.